Hey, everybody. Welcome to another program of the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show. Taking a look at these letters, email messages, and other things, stuff, and things, that's things, that we put together here from all of our listeners around the world. And you can participate in this program. This is a participatory program, a PP. You have to write to us, because if you don't, the participatory program doesn't work. Nope. It just folds up, goes away, and that's a terrible thing. We don't want that to happen. So write to us, P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enetenet.cu. That's the fastest way to get in touch with us, almost instantaneously. As soon as you write it, we get it here. You have to send it, and then we get it. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you the addresses a little bit later on, the snail mail, the post office box, and our email address as we get closer to the end of our program. Let's get into the bag because we've got lots of stuff here today, lots of mostly snail mail and email. Occasionally we get a postcard or two from some of our listeners. Yeah. Let's see. Here's something from Frank Howard. He's a new listener. He said he stumbled over our transmissions on shortwave recently on the 49-meter band. He said he would like a complete guide to all of the frequencies in his area. He's in the United States, and we have already sent that list to you by email, Frank. You should be looking at it now on your email there. It should be there. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're tuning in again to Radio Havana, Cuba. A new listener, Frank Howard in the U.S. Thanks, Frank. Good to have you on board. Mm-hmm. Listens to us on 6,000 kilohertz on the 49-meter band. Well, up there in Louisiana, Thomas Bedford has written to us. Thomas says that he enjoys listening to our internet stream almost every day, and he will be sending a monitoring report soon, he says. Okay, thanks in advance, Thomas. We look forward to getting that reception report from you. And we'll send you a QSL card, too, which is the confirmation of your reception of our radio station. Even if you're listening on internet streaming, where we are on www.radiohc.cu. That's our website. You can listen to us streaming there, because sometimes, you know, people don't have shortwave radios anymore. A lot of people may be in an area that they don't pick us up real good. So you can tune in. If you have internet, you can tune in either way, on shortwave or on streaming audio. Mm-hmm. Okay, Thomas Bedford in Louisiana. Thanks. Here is something from the U.S. This is from Christopher Kolewa, who says we have a very nice web page, and he continues to listen on the shortwave bands. Mm-hmm. That's good. But he can also listen on streaming audio, too. Thanks, Christopher. Christopher Kolewa in the U.S. And from Fort Pierce, Florida, here he is again. It's Richard Nowak, who's been missing. We sent out a missing persons report on him not too long ago because we hadn't heard from him in a long time. Richard Nowak in Fort Pierce, Florida. It's really a pleasure to know that you're still there and listening to us. He says he listens to us whenever he gets a chance, and he just hasn't had a chance lately, and so now he's back. Thanks, Richard. Richard Nowak in Fort Pierce, Florida. And here is a letter from Frank. No, Frank was earlier. This is from Grant. Grant Skinner in Essex, England. He sent us a snail mail, which just now got to us. Grant has a reception report for the broadcast that he heard on our tropical band on 5,040 kilohertz. He says, I'd be delighted to be able to listen to Radio Havana, Cuba on my shortwave radio. Your programs are very informative, and the only way to gain any knowledge or information about Cuba these days is through you. Mm-hmm. He said, if possible, send me a pennant from your radio station. We'll do that. Grant Skinner, listening to us in Essex, England, up there on 5,040 kilohertz on the tropical band. And before the halftime comes in, we have a halftime coming up. Peter Moeller, longtime friend in Germany, sent another envelope with a bunch of detailed information reports on our English language broadcast. He said here he has a tourist brochure, too, of where he lives in Germany. So if we'll get over there, and now we can come and see, and we can be a tourist there in Germany. Thanks, Peter. Peter Moeller here on Radio Havana, Cuba. And you've tuned to the Mailbag Show, the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show, taking a look at these letters, email messages, and things that people send us in the mail, our listeners around the world. Not too far away, Trinidad and Tobago, we hear from David Banfield, a good friend of Cuba who's been listening to Radio Havana Cuba for, he says, here about 25 years now, a quarter of a century. Thanks, David. David Banfield, always do good to hear from you. Do take care of yourself. Say hello to your family there in Trinidad and Tobago. Thanks, David. And all the way from Germany, Gunter Jacob, who first wrote to us back in 1999, he says here, has also written to us. And it's good to hear from Gunter Jacob in Germany. I think I've got that pronounced right. My German's pretty bad. Gunter. Michael Boschant in Canada. My Canadian's much better. Michael writes to us. He says his first letter went back to 1990. And Ian Chattermole in New Zealand also writes to us here. He's been listening to Radio Havana, Cuba about 44 years. Goes back to 1976, he says here. All right. Well, thanks to all of you for writing, for remembering your anniversary when you listened, first started listening to Radio Havana, Cuba. It's always good to hear from our listeners, young and old, new and old, and young. So be sure to write to us. That's the main thing. And start your anniversary with us today. Here we have something from our friend in Lithuania. It's from Thomas Bialaukas. Says something like that. It says, "Dear Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm a shortwave radio listener, and I would like to send you another reception report of your Spanish language broadcast. I heard your station on 11,760 kilohertz. The reception was good, or fair. It's a SIMPO of 33223 on a scale of 5. So it's not all that great, but it's good. For Lithuania, it's pretty good." He said, "Despite the fact that the signal was of medium strength, there was a large amount of atmospheric noise, interference from another radio station, which was strong, fading from time to time. So transmission was poor." All right. Well, that's we need to know that. We need to know that on the 11,760 in wherever you are in the world, your area there, how you pick us up on certain frequencies. That helps our technical people. They can tweak the antennas a little bit and maybe get it over there, the signal a little bit better. Where you are. Thanks. Thanks to our friend in Lithuania from Thomas. And a good friend of ours in the U.S. has written to us again, Michael Monk. He is sending us a link to an article published in the New York Times. All right, we'll punch on that link and maybe we'll come up with this article that you're talking about here. It's regarding a recent meeting here in Havana with U.S. diplomats. Okay. Thanks, Michael. Michael Monk there in the U.S. All right. And let's see. Well, we should remind you, too, we've got a new contest, a World of Stamps contest, our philatelic competition, this year dedicated to the Olympic Games, which will be held in Japan in Tokyo later this year. Just to be a contestant, all you have to do is mention 5 postal issues released by the Cuban Ministry of Communications, the post office here, from 1959 until today on the topic of Olympic Games. There have been more than 5, but if you send us 5, you'll be a winner. And all winners receive free Cuban postage stamps in the mail. Contest deadline is December the 31st, the end of the year. So you still have time. You got quite a bit of time yet, but send your essay in right away. And if you get these 5 issues, postal issues, dedicated to the Olympic Games in the world, wherever, we will send you postage stamps back to you in the mail. Very attractive Cuban postage stamps. And write to us. Post Office Box 6240 is our post office box address for snail mail. P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. And we'll see you next time, next week, right here on Radio Havana, Cuba for the Mailbag Show.